This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, mama. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday as we go into what's going to be a sweet weekend. Here's what we got tonight. People need Thanksgiving help. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about China. How embedded are they here? Why are they embedded here? Trump, DeSantis. Look, these are all your questions, Trump, DeSantis. We'll talk about voting. Are we dealing with fraud, a bunch of fraud? Just what's going on there? People want to know why I signed the show off with That's All. People want to know why Michelle Obama is still such an anti-American hag. All that and so much more is still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. But first, I actually want to begin with the Michelle Obama thing before I get into your questions. You know how we do Medal of Honor Monday? And lots of times, not every time, but lots of times, I explain, honestly, my main reason for doing it. It's not just to remember the men and remember the deeds when we read the Medal of Honor citation. What do I say? I say a culture, it's not complicated to describe culture. Culture is simply what your society incentivizes and what your society disincentivizes. That's it. It's not more complicated than that. If you lived in ancient Sparta, if you lived in ancient Sparta, you know the story of the Spartans, how it was a totally military society. That's really all men did. They took you away from your mother at the age of 7 and sent you to a military school, and that's just where you lived. Okay, so in Sparta, they ended up producing a lot of warriors, high percentage of warriors, of strong men. Why? Were they better than you, tougher than you? No. It's what their society incentivized. If I could shrink you back down to mini baby you and put you in a time capsule and bring you back to Sparta and just dropped you in that society, you would turn out that way. If you were a dude, you'd be a stud. By the way, if you were a lady, you had rights in Sparta. I'm not going to sing the praises of Sparta too much. They're not the best people in the world, but if you were a lady, you had rights in Sparta. The women were supposed to be dimes. Did you know that? Because they had a rigorous workout schedule, because they believed that women strong women with the strong men would produce, again, stronger babies. Again, this is what your society incentivized. If you're a lady, maybe you're a little overweight. No judgment here. I've certainly been there before. You would not have been in Sparta. Why? That was looked down upon there. It's what they disincentivized. So here in America, because we're a late stage republic, we have a lot of things that are broken here. We don't incentivize great things. We incentivize terrible things and actually disincentivize great things. There's actually a word out there now. I can't even believe I'm going to use this word on the radio called, well, you've heard of racism, right? Everyone's heard of racism and sexism and all the isms out there. There's a word used commonly now called, and I'm not making this up, ableism. What is that? That would be me reaching, you know, I'm 6'8". That would be me reaching up and grabbing something off the top shelf that you can't reach. And you would look at me and say, that's very ableist. All those things should be on the bottom shelf. We incentivize all the wrong things here. And because of that, some of our most accomplished people in our society, they feel unfulfilled. In fact, it almost feels like they feel guilty about it. Why do they feel guilty about it? Because that's not what we incentivize anymore, accomplishment and success and the American dream and overcoming and things like that. That's why everyone from Oprah to LeBron James, the most accomplished people in their field, look, I don't like either of those two, but Oprah in her field, man, you want to talk about changing everything. An incredible success story. LeBron James, I hate his guts too. LeBron James is the walking American dream. No dad, rough childhood, rises up. I think he's a billionaire now. One of the greatest basketball. That's America, baby. That's success. Look what you can do. All that success, and you know what he did? He did a fake race hoax on his house because it wasn't enough. I want you to listen to Michelle Obama, and I want you to keep in mind the Obamas are detestable people. They always were. It was always covered up by the American media. They were raised, they were educated as committed communist radicals. They were raised to believe, and do believe to this day, that America is an extremely evil place that deserves to be brought to its knees. And you should know, as you listen to Michelle Obama's voice, you should know that so much of the horrible destruction you see now is actually not a result of Joe Biden. It's a result of Barack Obama. Because Barack Obama was very, very good at being very, very bad. He spent 8 years filling up every part of this government, from the military to the FBI to everything else. He spent 8 years filling this government with people who hate America as much as he did. He did a very good job of it. But the Obamas come from, I mean, relative obscurity, but had great lives here in America. They certainly did not grow up oppressed in any way. And then Barack Obama runs for office, and he wins. And then they spend 8 years in the White House. Michelle Obama has spent 8 years being lionized by everyone in the press, traveling the globe, mingling with world leaders. I'm talking diamond earrings and steak dinners and private jets, baby. There's pictures out there. You can go look at them now. They're on Oprah's super yacht, living it up. Life is good for the Obamas. I think they're worth something like $400 million now. Big Netflix deal, $11 million home in Martha's Vineyard, all that. And poor Michelle, she still can't catch a break because of her hair.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know, break, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids. The first black. Yeah, I just we gotta ease up on the people. You know, just like, because I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier. Nope, they're not ready.
They're not ready for Michelle to put in braids, man. Look, this country's just too racist. Old America, they ain't ready, are they, Michelle? Aren't you so sick of this crap from every part of our society? Our most accomplished people, the people who rise from nothing and achieve it all, they still just want to be a victim. Oh, Michelle Obama. I was wrong about the 400 million, by the way. We're 70 million. Only 70 million. Homes everywhere, living the good life. They will retire without ever having another financial need ever. So will their children and their children after them. But poor Michelle, poor America didn't want me to put in braids. America wasn't. I'm just poor Michelle. I despise the Obamas. They did that the whole time. Remember how much division the Obamas stoked in this country? Remember the racial division the Obamas stoked? Keep in mind, and I've tried to explain this to my sons because my sons are very aware of what's going on now and they see how crazy everything's gotten. And I tried to explain to them, sons, before Barack Obama got elected, I'm not going to say we had racial harmony. That's ridiculous. You'll never have racial harmony. Different cultures, different. That's ridiculous. But all this race tension you see out there now, it wasn't there. I didn't grow up that way. Unless you're older and you remember the true anti-black racism of all that horrible segregation stuff, unless you're that old, you've never known a country like this. And Barack Obama got elected and immediately just started poking that bear and poking that bear and poking that bear and sowing division every single place he went. The gall of these people.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know, break, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
Yeah. Poor Michelle. Say a prayer tonight for Michelle Obama. Say a prayer. We'll hold her in her prayers. In our prayers. Wait, we can't hold her in her prayers, Chris. That wouldn't make sense. All right, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And someone has a question. One that I thought I'd answered, but I realize everybody can't listen to every minute of every day. And this is a question. The subject says Trump versus DeSantis. Jesse, you've been saying for the last few months you were looking forward to a Trump-DeSantis knockdown-drag-out battle to determine the Republican presidential candidate, where the GOP champion would emerge from a bloody battle. Now that Trump threw the first punch, you're bummed out. What gives? Thanks. He didn't say I can use his name, so I will not. Okay, I have been saying that. I want them both to get in. I want them to have a big old fight. Because I want you to go earn my vote, and I want the best man to win. And whoever emerges from that, if it's one of those two, which it undoubtedly will be, that's the guy I'm voting for president. That is what I said. So why did I lob some criticism out there when Trump went with the Ron DeSanctimonious thing? I'll explain in a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All right. Let me answer the question. Again, in case you missed it, Jesse, you've been saying for a few months you're looking forward to a Trump-DeSantis lockdown drag-out battle to determine the Republican presidential candidate, where the GOP would emerge from a bloody battle. Now that Trump threw the first punch, you're bummed out. What gives? Well, I thought I explained it, but let me be clear. I'm not bummed out on behalf of Heavy D. I'm not on Heavy D's team. I'm not on Trump's team. I'm on Team Me. I'm not bummed out on behalf of Heavy D. I'm going to say something that may make you angry or uncomfortable or sad, and I don't give a crap. I'm right, and I'm telling you, if you saw my emails, you would know that I'm right. It bummed me out because I want them to have a great battle in the primary, a vicious battle, by the way. I'm fine with it. I don't care about the name either, the sanctimonious. Or I don't care about that. That's Trump. I don't care. That's how Trump brawls. I roll with it. It's fine with me. If Donald Trump continues this, because it's not 2016, that's what I've tried to explain over and over and over and over again. There were so many things that worked in 2016 that will not work in 2022, 2023, 2024. And it's not because Trump has changed or Heavy D has changed. It's because the mood of the country has changed, especially the mood of the right. We are scared, and justifiably so. We feel surrounded. We feel as if our entire system is against us, and we want somebody to come in and put a stop to all this. The mood of the country has changed. He's driving people away from him. and he's driving them away from him so quickly, it's not going to be a knockdown, drag-out primary. He's going to get his teeth kicked in by Ron DeSantis if he can't get control of himself. I'm not bummed out on behalf of Heavy D. I don't care that Heavy D got called some names. That's politics. Buck up, big boy. I'm bummed out on behalf of Trump. That Rhonda sanctimonious line 2 days before the election, I think I got 200 emails from Trump's fans saying, what is this crap? I'm done. That stuff's not going to work anymore. And it doesn't mean he can't brawl. But the timing of blasting Heavy D on a 2-page long screed like 24 hours after we just basically lost an election and all anyone felt good about was Florida, that didn't hurt Heavy D even one little bit. That hurt Trump. And if you could read my emails, you would know it because I have a lot of Trump fans who listen to this show, obviously. I'm not bummed on behalf of Heavy D. I'm bummed because Trump, if he's going to continue that, which I don't know that he will, because he gave that announcement speech where he really dialed it down. So I think he did hear from his people a lot that that didn't work. But if that was the route he was going to go, Trump wasn't going to have a competitive primary. He was going to get blown out. I'm serious. So, that was not an argument on behalf of Heavy D. That was an argument on behalf of Trump. That was me putting my Trump hat on and trying to help. The fight is fine. Timing is everything. As I explained, look, you've done it, fellas. Ladies, I'm sure you've done it too, where you have bad timing with your significant other. Do you not? If I come home and the wife's had a long day, maybe the kids are acting up, maybe something went wrong with her car, and I walk in the door after doing the show, and she's stressed out, and she puts a plate of food in front of me that she made for the kids, and it's too salty. Should I sit down right there and she's already stressed and everything else? I say, oh, gosh, this is way too salty. Or should I wait till calms down later? Maybe even the next day she wakes up and then say, hey, just wanted to let you know you put a little too much salt in the chicken last night. I said the same thing. Same thing. Timing is everything. A 2-page long screed against the guy everyone in America felt good about for 24 to 48 hours was bad timing. It was. And the thing is, I do believe that he listened to how much pushback he got from his people. Not worried about Heavy D diehards. Of course, they didn't like it. But Trump's own people hated it. And that's what I was warning about, is he can't afford to shave people off. He has to bring people back in. He does not have the same amount of support now that he had in 2016. That doesn't mean he can't get it again. But it's just nature of the beast. That's 6 years ago. Over time, you're going to annoy these people and annoy these people and annoy these people. And over time, you're going to lose support. He needs to bring support back in. And the country has changed. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. Bad timing. Now, obviously, they're going to name call each other eventually, and they'll be chucking mud at each other. I'm not worried about that. The timing of that particular hit was bad. The hit's fine. I don't care. Call him whatever names you want. He asked for my support, all that stuff. Yeah, that's probably true. Timing. Timing is everything. That's why I said it. All right. We still haven't asked Dr. Jesse Friday. I have a bunch of stuff to get to before I get to any of that. Pure talk. It's the weekend. Surely we can all spare 10 minutes and give up the cell phone company that hates our guts. You don't have 10 minutes? You realize how easy it is? You pick up your phone, you dial #250, and you say Pure Talk. You speak to an American, because that's who Pure Talk hires, American customer service, right here in America. You will pick out whatever plan you want. You can keep your phone number. You can have a new phone, new number. They have great discounts on new phones. That's fine. And it's just all done over the phone and through the mail. And your bill, my bill got cut in half. Family of four, we switched from T-Mobile, had a good data plan at T-Mobile, switched to the same data plan at Pure Talk. We pay half what we did then. And Pure Talk shares my values. It's putting your money where your morals are. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. All right. We have to do a couple things next. One, got some questions, some Ask Dr. Jesse questions about voting and ballots and why isn't it uniform. Josh Hawley did a hearing yesterday with Mayorkas, and there's some pretty eye-opening stuff in that hearing, so I'm going to play you a little bit of audio from that. We're going to talk about driving in the left lane. Why do I close my show out this way? We still have tons of fun to have on the Jesse Kelly Show. Look, we may even play that I Will Always Love You rendition again. What, Chris? It's fine. Hang on. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new invention. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show anything you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Before I get back to the questions, I want to play this real quick from Hawley to Mayorkas yesterday. Remember, we've talked about this all the time on the show, and we'll keep talking about it. Everything the communists have been doing, especially in recent years, everything is with the aim of making you an enemy of the state. That is the goal. They want to turn, that's why it's endless white supremacy and domestic threat to democracy and threat to the republic. And that those aren't just words. They're not just saying those because it motivates people to go out and vote. They are actually moving that language into the administrative state so they can classify you as an enemy of the state. To what end? So they can use state power against you. You can believe this or not believe this. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It is true. tomorrow, if Joe Biden thought he could get away with it legally, he would order a division of Marines into the red areas of this country. He would. He would. He would send the FBI to your door for voting against him if he thought he could get away with it. That's the ultimate goal. That is the ultimate goal. Anyway, listen to this.
I think my colleagues have established, given what we're seeing on the southern border, the massive increase in illegality there, that that's clearly not a priority for your agency. So let's talk about what appears to be, and that is spying on Americans and censoring their speech. You have turned your agency into a censorship machine. The Quad Review says that DHS plans to target, I'm quoting now, inaccurate information domestically on a wide array of subjects, including, quoting, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support for Ukraine. This is what you're devoting your agency's resources to. So I guess my first question is an American citizen who criticizes COVID mandates now to be treated as a domestic terrorist?
Why don't we play Mayorkas's answer? He didn't have an answer. Remember, the Department of Homeland Security was formed to focus on threats outside of America. They have completely changed their mission in recent years to focus solely on domestic threats. Guess who they think domestic threats are? I've got a clue for you. It's not Black Lives Matter. It's not Antifa. You know that Trump flag waving in your yard? They think the domestic terror threat is you.
Let's take a look at some new documents that have come to light that show what your administration is doing, this administration is doing, to censor speech. Let's take a look at this email from July 16th, 2021. It's over my shoulder here. Facebook emailing HHS saying, I know our teams met today to better understand the scope of what the White House expects from us on misinformation going forward. Are you familiar with that email?
No.
Let's try a different one. Here's one from July 20th, 2021. The White House emails Facebook saying, any way we can get this pulled down. 46 seconds later, Facebook responds, yep, we're on it. Are you familiar with that email?
No.
Okay, how about this one? Mm-hmm. July 23rd, 2021. Facebook employee writes to HHS, says, thank you for taking the time to meet today. Wanted to make sure you saw the steps we took just this past week to adjust policies and what we are removing with respect to misinformation. Are you familiar with that one?
Senator, we do not instruct.
Just yes or no.
No.
Mm-hmm. Should be noted, Secretary Mayorkas is probably in very deep trouble. Congressman I talked to tell me what I'm asking about. You know, what are we dealing with when it comes to impeachment? Are they going to go after Biden? Are they going to do these things? They continue to tell me Mayorkas' head is the one that's severely on the chopping block. What that tells me is they think they have him by the short ones. I think they think he's toast, that they have something black and white, concrete, that makes Mayorkas look really bad. I don't think he's long for that office. I'd be shocked if he doesn't resign. Anyway, after that last one, this is the last one I'm going to play you.
I'm the okay. Secretary of DHS.
Well, I'm asking you that because it's funny you say that. A federal judge has just found as a finding of fact, Mr. Secretary, that your office, and I'm going to quote now, is supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. It's a federal judge and a federal lawsuit. You are supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. Here's another email, August 20th, 2021. Facebook writes again to HHS and highlights that Facebook is increasing the strength of our demotions for COVID and vaccine-related content. April 16th, 2021, Rob Flaherty at the White House circulates a Zoom meeting invitation to Twitter employees stating White House staff will be briefed by Twitter on vaccine misinformation.
All right, I'm going to skip over this because I do have one more quick one I want to play before I get back to the voting and everything else. I want you to remember something. I've played it for you before on the show. The reason I speak so often about the administrative state and the FBI and why I'm so adamant that that is my thing, because they can destroy the country itself and it will destroy the country itself and they can destroy anyone. And when I say that to people, what you'll hear a lot is, Jesse, I don't commit crimes. They will plant crimes on you and have been doing so for the entire history of the organization. Do you remember when Cheryl Atkinson, that journalist, Obama sent the DOJ after her? Cheryl Atkinson, she was sitting in front of Congressman, I think it was Gates and a couple others, and they were talking to her about things. And she, because the DOJ had gone after her and tried to destroy her life, Cheryl Atkinson got up and basically said, yeah, the FBI tried to plant kiddie porn on my husband's computer. I want you to think about that when you hear Mayorkas say this.
We meet with the tech companies.
How often?
To address the Homeland Security mission.
How often do you meet with them?
For example, online child sexual exploitation is a scourge in this country, and we have an obligation to address it.
You're saying that no one in your office has ever met with...
Okay, that you just heard all... Well, it's about saving the kids! I want you to remember this and remember this moment well, because this was the Cheryl Atkinson clip I was telling you about.
One little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case.
Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind in the future when they find something on Trump's computer, because you know they would do something like that, right? Or if it ends up being Heavy D's computer. The reason I am so loud about this is these people can and will destroy anybody. And if they have their sights set on us, that's going to be a problem, isn't it? But again, back to what I've asked 1,000 times. What is the GOP actually going to do about it? We know how this is going to go. They're going to drag the FBI into hearings, especially in the House now, because we own the Judiciary Committee. They're going to drag the FBI in and Christopher Wray and all these FBI officials. What do you know about this? What do you know about that? What do you know about this? What do you know about that? And the FBI is going to do the exact same thing they've been doing forever. Sorry, can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Sorry, I'll have to get back to you. Sorry, I'm not. Sorry, I can't. Sorry, no, I can't comment. I'm not allowed to comment. Okay, so they're stonewalling like always. Those things, what I just said is a given. Those are written in stone. The only question is, what will the GOP do then? Because then you have to punish them. Do they have the stones? Do they have the T level for it? We're going to end up sending male vitality stacks to every Republican member of Congress at this point in time. And ladies, hey, don't think you're getting out of it. There's a female vitality stack too. So don't think, well, I'm a female member of Congress that you're getting out of it either. No, 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 no. We will send one to your office. I'll go hand deliver it to your office. I will. All of you. Because you're all an embarrassment right now. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true yet. After January 1st, if we don't start getting teeth, action with teeth, then you're all an embarrassment. And then the male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks are coming your way. In the meantime, you get yourself strong, no matter who you are. We need to be stronger and better. And I'm not talking about, I saw a stat yesterday, it was amazing. 79 million Americans are on some sort of psychological drug. And I'm not passing any judgment on you if you're on it, but that is too much as a country. We have to get more natural, man. That's why I love Chalk, natural herbal supplements. And it's way more than just a male vitality stack or female vitality stack. They have supplements for everything, man. And if you want to know something, email them. Chalk will email you back. 35% off a subscription. Go to CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscription. 90 days. Give it 90 days. CHOQ.com, promo Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love Ask Dr. Jesse Friday so much. It's a day I get to focus on me, Chris. I get to focus on what's important. Good afternoon, your supremeness. With all the different voting methods across the country, why don't they use a standardized ballot type like they do with tax forms? The information for the ballots will be submitted by a deadline prior to the elections, and the blank ballots would be complete, so on and so forth. He says, thoughts. I think the thought is correct, but it's not going to happen. One, it's not constitutional. The states have to run their own elections. So each state gets to decide how they run their own elections. The problem is we have states, and it's so odd how they all happen to be the important swing states. We have states that don't seem to want to run their elections smoothly and get results in. We still don't have final results in Arizona. Do you realize, you know how many people there are in, look, you know what? New York gets a lot of crap, right? Because New York's a blue place and New York reelected Kathy Hochul and everything else. We have New York's election results on election day. How does that work? All those people in New York, and we have New York's election results on election day, and yet you look at a state like Arizona, and they're still counting them. And now we found out, surprise, surprise, they accidentally double counted. You know that it may be forever before we know the governor of Arizona. There's going to be so many legal challenges now. At this point in time, I wouldn't be shocked if they had to have the vote all over again. That's how bad it is. And it's so odd that that's another swing state. Huh. And where else do they have election problems? Let me see really quick. Oh, Pennsylvania, another swing state. That's interesting. Okay, Pennsylvania. Wow. What? Are there any more? Hold on. Oh, big one here. Let me see. Wisconsin, another swing state. Man, that's just what? Chris, I'm blown away by these coincidences. I can't believe that it's just the swing states where they seem to have these problems. It's so odd. Crazy. All right. Before I get to this next question, let me get to this really quickly here. We are pro-life, are we not? Now, maybe you're not as pro-life as me, but I don't believe there's anybody probably listening to this show except for the communist demons who hate listen. There's nobody listening to this show who's pro-abortion. We're pro-life. But being pro-life means more than saying you're pro-life or throwing a pro-life bumper sticker on your car. All that stuff's fine. Good, 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 good. What are we doing? Are we the hands and feet out there? What are we doing to actually help these people? To help that scared young woman who's been misinformed, doesn't think she has options, clump of cells, boyfriend abuses her, making her do it, parents told her to do it. What? She has no chance to make the right choice unless someone steps in and says, hey, you've got options and we'll help you. That's what preborn does. They find the women who are getting ready to make this choice and they tell them, hey, let us help. Hey, just come in for a free ultrasound. Free ultrasound, come on. And she goes in and she gets that free ultrasound. And she chooses life almost every time when she hears that heartbeat. One lady that preborn helped had triplets. Triplets. She heard three heartbeats. Had all three of them. And then preborn doesn't just run out on them after that. You need formula? We got you. Got to hide from an abusive boyfriend? We got you. Did 2 years of care. Diapers, formula, that's hands and feet stuff. That's awesome. They do this with our support and only with our support. We set off on a mission originally to save 5,000 babies as a Jesse Kelly Show family, and we are heading that way quickly, and I say thank you. $28 buys that ultrasound. That's what they ask, $28. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. And keep in mind, it is tax deductible, and I know it's the end of the year. So if you've had a great year, you can give as a business or an individual. If you've had a great year and you want to write them a big fat check, they need those too because they buy the ultrasound machines. You want to buy one for $15,000? You can do that. Just look, whatever. You know your financial situation. It's not my business. Preborn.com/Jesse or dial #250 and say baby, okay? Sponsored by Preborn. Dear Shogun Oracle, longtime listener, but with so many new listeners of Menu Whisperer, there may be those who have not heard your thoughts about the left lane on the interstate. Congrats on your success. Could you do another PSA for any new listeners who may be unaware of the purpose of the left lane? You can always tell when someone either just got to work or just got home from work and traffic was driving him crazy, because I guarantee this dude sat down and penned this email and he was upset. So, you know, he has a good point. Everyone gather around, gather around, gather around. Come to me right now. It's Daddy Jesse. I'll take care of you here. All right. If you're on the highway and you find yourself in the left lane, and let's say you do something you probably don't do very often, and you look in the rearview mirror, and you see a line of cars behind you, you know that you're a jerk, right? You're an inconsiderate, selfish jerk. You are. The left lane is for passing. If you want to putz along down the highway, that's totally fine. Putz along down the highway in the right lane. The left lane is for traffic, or is for passing. Go faster in the left lane. Chris, what do those words mean that you just held up? WB, 4 for 5. Will you not hold up? What? Okay, yes, you cannot speak to me in code if you're going to write on this thing. WB, 4 of 5. What does that mean? I don't speak Chinese, okay? Speak English. What about 4 or 5 lanes? Yes, every lane actually gets progressively faster as you go along. Believe it or not, you also shouldn't get in the middle lane and just, honey, I just want to do 55. Look at all these guys driving fast, these maniacs. You're rude. You want to go slow, go slow. Drive as fast as you or as slow as you want. That's your business. In the right lane, the left lane is for passing. Again, I just want to stress this. Maybe you're actually listening to my voice right now. Maybe you're driving home from work. Maybe you're driving to work. I know some people work night shifts, or some people listen the next day on podcasts. By the way, you download the whole podcast of the whole show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, and maybe that's you in the left lane. And maybe right now you're looking up in that rearview mirror and you see a car behind you. Oh, man, and there's a car behind him, and there's a car behind him. Pull it over. Probably wouldn't even hurt to give the guy a little apologetic wave as he zips by you, cussing you out, because he is cussing you out for your unbelievable selfishness and rudeness. Get out of the left lane. All right, don't worry. We still have a lot more. Now, let's talk about China, because someone has a good question about China. Are they a friend? Are they a foe? How are we supposed to deal with China? Because we have a very interesting relationship with them, because they are most definitely our enemy, but they are most definitely intertwined with our economy. And so it creates a situation. I have a hard time finding a historical situation that's similar to this. I'll explain in a minute. Don't believe everything that you bring. They get a parking violation.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.